opening our eyes to the divine. Imagine being in a deeply beautiful place, but keeping your eyes firmly closed, refusing to see the beauty which surrounded you. Why would a person do this? Stubbornness, perhaps? Disbelief? An interesting daydream playing across the back of our eyelids? Our primary purpose is to open our eyes, so that we understand exactly where we are and what relationship we have with the essence of the environment in which we find ourselves. It is conscious, intelligent, loving and all-pervading, and it is always communicating with us. Consider a fish in the ocean. It has a living relationship with the water which surrounds it, because it flows through the fish's gills, providing life and energy to it. If the fish were intelligent enough, it might recognize the intelligence that also existed within the water, an intelligence that is vast and incomprehensible to a small mind, but evident nonetheless. We are like fish in a vast ocean of intelligent consciousness, which is not separate from us. It gives us life, it gives us inspiration, it guides us, it supports us, and it brings us what we most need to become aware of its presence. It is fully aware of us, fully present to us in every moment of our lives. To recognize it, we simply need to be present to it. And we do this by disengaging our attention from everything which is not it. Like thoughts, for example, which are the most compulsive of human distractions. Also, when we fixate our attention upon any material object, or a person, or even a particular place, we are also in the realms of distraction, because we are in the realm of form. Spiritual awareness comes from perceiving the nature of the space in which all forms, including thoughts, exist. Everything exists within a space of consciousness, which we call the universe. There are many seemingly solid objects existing within this space, although on closer inspection, you would find that on the molecular level, they are more space than substance. This just goes to show us that everything is truly permeated with space, which itself is permeated with consciousness and intelligence. Therefore, this intelligence is everywhere. But if we try too hard to understand this on the mental level, we again stray into the realm of distraction, of mental constructs that fill up the spaciousness of our mind, so that we lose perspective of the space itself. This space is where we can look into the eyes of the divine, in the same way that when we look directly at another person, we are actually looking into a dark space in the centre of their eye, their pupil. We can see them in there, we see their consciousness and their intelligence. The formless essence of that person is seen by us through the depth of their eyes, which are essentially just black holes. Similarly, we look towards the spaciousness of life to see the all-pervading greater consciousness and intelligence. We cannot look with our thinking mind, because we will only be conscious of mental labels and conceptual ideas, all of which are thoughts. We need to see the space behind the thoughts. When the clouds of thought are not focused upon and they are allowed to pass, we become aware of the nature of the sky through which they move. It is beautiful in a way which is beyond superficial recognition. It is our own depth which recognizes the beautiful depth of the sky, of space, as like responds to like. This is why looking at the vastness of the night sky fills us with awe. Something inside us responds to its vastness. Something recognizes that vastness as an outer expression of itself, the same essence, in fact, only projected outwardly. Our consciousness recognizes the deeply mysterious qualities of consciousness, and it becomes stirred up, awoken into action. It now has a job to do, to see that spacious dimension within our own existence, to bring it into our consciousness, our conscious awareness. We are not supposed to be unconscious. We are not designed for it. We have just gotten sidetracked by an interesting daydream of form. A bit like a very compelling television program, which we lose ourselves in. This has happened to most of us to some degree. But now it is time to step backwards and see with a more expansive perspective that the content of the television screen is not actually where we are and what is real. So we withdraw our attention from all thoughts and beliefs about the world, about reality, and about ourselves. And what do we perceive? Space. A conscious and intelligent spaciousness, which only our own spacious consciousness can perceive. If we go into thinking about it, awareness of the space vanishes, and we see only the content of our thoughts. So we remain aware of the spacious consciousness of reality, of the universe, free from thought, and we perceive the spiritual, meaning the non-material, dimension to existence, which is the source of our own intelligent awareness. This is why meditation is such an essential practice in our daily lives, because it untangles our awareness from thoughts. Our mind becomes more spacious, and we become more grounded as our awareness moves back into our body, as it also relaxes and becomes more spacious. Slowly, slowly, we become more aware of our heart, as our breath gently brings us back to that inner realm of spacious light, of loving consciousness. This is the inner realm, the kingdom of heaven within, from where our entire being is activated and begins to resonate like a beautiful bell or a singing bowl. It is this resonance which opens up our perception to the frequency of divine consciousness. We become aware of it simply because we are resonating on its frequency, which is the frequency of the heart. So to simplify the whole process, we only need to attune our consciousness to our heart, simply by becoming aware of it. This is how consciousness works. It simply takes on the vibration, the energetic structure, of that which it is conscious of. Fear, joy, anger, sorrow, beauty. We give our attention to the outward expressions of such energies, and we resonate with them. This is why choosing where to put our attention is the highest practice of intelligence. Because by doing so, we choose the energetic quality of our reality. Our reality is simply the energetic frequency of our consciousness. And when it is aligned with the deeply harmonious frequencies which are encountered within our heart, we come to perceive the divine truth, a higher level of consciousness that simply awaits our decision to tune into it. So why do we postpone or avoid doing this? Well, it's because we are simply too attached to the lower frequencies of the material world, which bring us our earthly pleasures, satisfaction, comfort, and so on. We are addicted in a way to the highs and lows of the drama on the television screen of life. We are addicted to thoughts also, enjoying the illusory sense of security that they bring to our ego, and believing also that at some point, the realizations that we are searching for will be found within our thoughts. But they cannot, because the frequency of thought does not match that of the higher consciousness, which is essentially love. This is why we must walk through the doorway of our heart and allow it to transform our consciousness to a state of deep harmony and peace, free of division, agitation, hostility and fear, all of which are created by the thinking mind. Thank you.